Are you an accredited investor looking for a new opportunity to generate passive income and build the retirement of your dreams? Then elevate your investment game with Viking Capital, where wealth meets wisdom. Whether you're a seasoned investor or just starting out, Viking Capital can help guide you towards financial freedom through passive real estate investing. With strong and transparent underwriting, Viking identifies low-risk opportunities with the goal of preserving investor capital and maximizing long-term growth potential. And their accessible and responsive investor relations team will help you understand how each investment will impact your unique financial goals. With $800 million in assets acquired, more than $230 million in equity raised, and more than 5,000 units under management, Viking Capital is your path to early retirement. To learn about Viking Capital's latest investment opportunity, which is available for you right now, visit go.vikingcapllc.com/best. That's go.vikingcapllc.com/best to get started today. Did you know that within a decade, women will hold $30 trillion in investable assets? Yet somehow, only 19% of women reported feeling confident in selecting investments that align with their long-term goals. Our friends at InvestHer are out to change that. InvestHerCon is the number one premier conference for women in real estate, and it's happening June 2nd through the 4th in Austin, Texas. InvestHerCon is not just another real estate conference. It's a transformational experience focused on real estate investing, business strategies, and self-care tactics, all designed to help women take control of their financial futures. Gain the knowledge and skills you need to grow your portfolio and build a sustainable business, all while connecting with over 500 women who are playing at the same level. To learn more and to get your tickets, visit InvestHerCon.com today and use the code 100BESTEVER to get $100 off your ticket. That's InvestHer, HERCon.com, promo code 100BESTEVER to get $100 off your ticket.
Are you ready for the best real estate investing advice ever? Join Joe Fairless as he talks to successful real estate professionals and asks them to share their best advice ever. From deal syndicators to wholesalers, flippers, property managers, pest inspectors, and everyone in between. It's the best ever advice and none of the fluff. Let's go.
A quick word from our sponsor, The Door Devil. Homeowners spend hundreds on alarm systems each year, but rarely reinforce the weakest point on the home, the doors. Bad guys know this, and that's why kick-ins are so common. Simply adding Door Devils virtually eliminates the home security gap. Sleep better tonight. Reinforce your doors. Visit DoorDevil.com and enter Best Ever to get an exclusive 20% discount on your purchase. Hello, Best Ever listeners. Welcome to the Best Real Estate Investing Advice Ever show. I'm Joe Fairless. I'm here with today's guest, Amy Boers. Hi, Amy.
Hello.
Amy is the founder of Winfield Property Management, which she founded in 2006. It's a property management company based in Tulsa, Oklahoma. When she founded it, she began managing 300 units. Today, Amy and her team manage close to 2,000 units in Tulsa and the surrounding area. Amy's also the president of Tulsa Apartment Association and the Oklahoma State Apartment Association. Her company has won many awards, I think 11 specifically to be exact, and Amy is just an expert in the multifamily space, and especially when it comes to management. So Amy, really happy to have you on the show with the Best Ever listeners, and could you give the Best Ever listeners a little bit more background on how you got to this point and what you're focused on?
Yes, thank you so much for having me, Joe. Started back in 1997, so I've had 17 years of fun experiences in the property management industry. Started out with a national management company and traveled all over the United States and performed startups on distressed multifamily, typically large multifamily housing communities. So it's been a great experience, one with many adventures. And like you mentioned, in 2006, started my own company and based right here in Tulsa, Oklahoma.
And what exactly is specializing in startups of distressed properties?
Well, back when I was with the other company, they liked to find properties that had value-added properties that needed some rehab work, would go in, pay cash, purchase these properties at a great price, put some money into it, rehab it. I would go in and hire an entire crew. We would set up our own manufacturing shop, gut these apartments, and start over fresh. And would take us anywhere from 12 to 24 months to get them leased up, and would turn around and refinance those properties and take our funds and move on to the next one. So it was a wonderful, challenging experience that really, really taught me a lot about this industry.
And what made you want to start your own management company? And do you do that type of work where you do a complete rehab on the distressed property and turn it around and refinance it and get your money back out?
Well, a couple of things pushed me into starting my own. Number one, I traveled a lot. I had a small child at home, so I was ready to stay closer to home. That company had sold their last property in the Tulsa area, and I was just at a point in my life where I was ready to stay closer to home. And I also saw a large need here in my local market to find a real hands-on management company. And that's what I think we do best, what I do best. So that's how the company evolved or got started back in 2006. And we've just grown from there.
You manage 2,000 units in Tulsa and surrounding area. Who's your typical client?
A typical client is most of my owners are not local. So it's an owner that's looking for someone here that can manage and take care of their property at a local level. I seem to specialize more in the B and C class properties that do need some rehab work that, have some upside to them, because that's what I do best. And that is my background. I like to go into those properties that either are distressed or mismanaged and rework the budgets, rework the actual apartments themselves, and make them successful. It is a very challenging process, but one that's very, very rewarding, not only for myself, but for the investors.
Based on your experience in property management, what is your best real estate investing advice ever?
Sounds a little cliche, but I'd say really find the right management. Take the time, find a company that's going to communicate with you and is got the expertise for your type of property. Like I said, we specialize in B and C class properties. If you've got an A property, definitely reach out to those management companies that specialize in that, or reach out to those companies that specialize in student housing. I see every day I get on properties where management companies aren't doing a good job, don't specialize in that style of property, and it just doesn't work. So I think finding the right management company for your investing style is extremely important.
I'd like to follow up on what you mentioned regarding B and C class properties, and you like to go in and rework the budgets, because this ties into finding the right management company since you specialize in B and C class properties. When you look at the budget that it currently exists on a property and you're looking to rework it, what are some of the things that you typically change?
Typically change the actual layout of the staff. You've got to have good on-site, and I'm talking specifically about 200, 300 unit communities, because in a stressed state, those are usually the most challenging to manage. Having the right staff, reworking the payroll, also just reworking the expenses. I think people undervalue the importance of going back to your vendors every single year, going back to your insurance carriers, doing all those things that really slash the expenses on a property, because those get out of hand so quickly. And so something as minor as lawn care, which, you know, could cost $2,500 a month on these large properties, just slashing those expenses to $2,200 a month. It's all those little things that add up to really making a property successful. In my local market, and I believe in most, the, you know, getting the expenses down to a 50 to 55% of income ratio is extremely important. And I get to sites a lot where those expenses are 60, 65%, and that's extremely hard to manage a property effectively like that. So really going back to the budget and just hashing out every expense, every line item on the budget is extremely important.
And when you say 50 to 55%, can you explain how you get that percentage, what that percentage is made up of?
Yeah, it's a pretty simplistic way of looking at, you know, your current or goal income at, say, a 95% occupancy. If you can get that site to a 95% occupancy economic collections, your expenses should not be any higher than 50 to 55%. If they are, you're going to have a hard time making that property work.
So you take 95% occupancy, the money that you'd make, or the income that would bring in for 95% occupancy, and then from that number, 50 to 55% of that should be expenses.
Should be your total expenses, not including, I guess I should say, you know, at the end of the day, your NOI, without your capital improvements and without your debt service. So just your operating expenses.
Right. And going back to, you mentioned how you staff a property. What are your rules of thumb for number of staff members per unit, from 30 all the way to 500? How do you approach how many people and who you staff at a property?
Well, a good rule of thumb on the administrative side in the offices is approximately one office staff member to 100 units. And again, that's a general rule. I've got a 364 unit community right now that I have a solid three persons in the office and it functions fantastic. Tried to add an extra person here and there or a part-timer, and that office, so it is property specific, but that office just cannot function with a fourth person in there. So I have found that works really well for me to have approximately one person per 100 units. Now, on the maintenance side, it really depends on the age of the property, because most of my sites are built between 68 and 1985. So they seem to be a little bit, or they tend to be a little bit more maintenance heavy due to the age. And we typically have one to two persons per 100 units on the maintenance side as well.
And you mentioned reworking the payroll. What type of pay do the staff members receive? In your market, I know it varies.
In my market, again, it depends on the size of the community, the maintenance staff. We staff anywhere from groundskeepers to painters to maintenance technicians. And I really like to try to keep as much work in-house as I can, because even having a painter on site can do a lot of other things for us besides just painting the interiors of apartment homes. But the pay ranges anywhere from $10 an hour to $22 an hour if they're licensed HVAC, plumbing, electrical, those types of things. And then the same thing on the management side. Leasing can be anywhere from $10 to $15 an hour, and managers can be anywhere from $30 to $60,000 a year. So there is a range there, but it depends on the budget of the site and the size of the site.
Amy, are you ready for the best ever lightning round?
I believe I am.
All right. Best ever book you've read?
The 1 Minute Manager, Ken Blanchard.
Best ever personal growth experience and what you've learned from it?
You know, I've learned in this industry, there is so much to property management. I have learned not to try to be an expert in everything. I think it's really important to be wise enough to surround yourself with experts in different facets of your industry, whether it be roofing, construction, you know, those types of things. Surrounding yourself with good experts in the industry.
Best ever success habit you practice?
Having a genuine interest in the people that work for me has worked really, really well for me.
Can you elaborate on that?
Yes. So right now we have approximately 52 employees, and I can tell you all their names and family. And for that reason, I think they realize that I do have a genuine interest in them and their personal growth as well as career growth. And those people have been with me since 2006 or earlier, and that has been the key success to my business, having the right people working for me. So that's a habit that I try to practice every day, and it's worked really well for me.
Best ever quote?
I would say never complain and never explain. That's worked really well for me. That's a Katharine Hepburn quote, actually.
Never complain and never explain. Interesting. What? You know, why? Tell me about that.
I think too many women feel like they have to explain themselves and have to apologize or whatever for certain things. And I don't think we have to say sorry for every little thing. I think we should go out, you know, with fire, do our jobs, and not ever feel like we have to explain or make excuses or complain about things that we deal with on a daily basis. This is the industry that we chose. This is the path that we chose. And that's just something that's worked well for me. I don't complain and I don't feel like I have to explain myself.
I love that. Amy, what's the best ever place to reach you?
Our website is Winfield. That's with a D, W-I-N-F-I-E-L-D, winfieldliving.com. And that has our properties as well as available rentals, but it also has a contact us portion on there. And that's the best way to reach me.
Is that a relatively newer website? Because it seems like that it's a new one since I've met you, but maybe I'm making that up.
Well, I think when we met a few years ago, it had a different domain name. And we've since changed it to Winfield Living about a year and a half ago.
That's what it is. Okay. Got it.
Yes. So we're trying to utilize that as a one-stop resource for not only our investors, but our residents. So it's worked out really well. They pay their rent online, submit work orders online, and can see all of our available rentals.
Well, Amy, thank you so much for spending time with the Best Ever Listeners and sharing your advice in property management and staffing and operations. Really appreciate it.
Thank you so much, and thanks for having me. I look forward to speaking with you again.
Okay, talk to you later.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Hey, you, Best Ever Listener. Do you want more? Then head to joefairless.com, where there are tons of free videos, templates, and content to help you get deals done. And if you want Joe to personally help you reach your goals, then go to the Work with Joe tab on joefairless.com and apply to, well, Work with Joe.